Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 2nd, 1804. Day 49 of the expedition. Camped after dark opposite the first old village of the Kansas Nation. Today is July 2nd, but we need to talk about the 4th of July celebration of the expedition. Clark mentions that they ushered in the day by firing their bow piece, probably the swivel gun. They named a creek they passed, the Independence U.S. Creek. They didn't wave flags or set off fireworks or have a special meal, but it was exciting nevertheless. Joseph Field was bitten by a snake, and Captain Lewis quickly doctored him by applying bark. They then named a prairie they passed by the Joe Field's Snake Prairie. Captain Clark writes for today, the 2nd of July.
We set out very early this morning, passed on the left the Ile des Parques. Passed a very bad place, sandbar on the larboard. The 20 oars and poles could with much difficulty stem the current. Passed a large island called the Bear Medicine Island. We landed on the island and put up a mast which detained us 4 hours. We camped after dark on the starboard above the island and opposite the first old village of the Kansas. On the river back of the village, the French had a garrison for some time. Captain William Clark, July 2, 1804.
The garrison mentioned was Fort de Cavagnal, or Cavagnol, named after the French governor of Louisiana, founded in 1744 and abandoned in 1764 when Louisiana was transferred from France to Spain. It is the fort mentioned by Clark on July 1st. It was in Leavenworth County, perhaps 3 miles north of present-day Fort Leavenworth. Monday, Seaman, Captain Lewis's dog, chases beaver out of their home.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's complete edition of the Lewis and Clark Journals, published by the University of Nebraska Press. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.